entered the building.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special episode of PTB NXT. Let me bring my cohorts on as we explain this very special episode. We're going to pretend like nobody who opens a podcast on their phone or whatever can read the description to know what's happening. So we're just going to pretend like you have no idea what's happening until we introduce it. But Jenny and Tim, how are you?
Fantastic. I am hype.
Yeah, just recovering from Christmas and gearing up for New Year's. It's that Twilight Zone week that I enjoy so very much.
Yeah. So you said it, Tim. It is the new year. We decided, you know, maybe just because we decided to take an episode where we'd have to take notes on a wrestling show. But no, in all seriousness, as serious as this can be, we have discussed this before, but we are going to actually do a live watch. The kayfabe reason is that we have been sent home. So no new gimmick names this week, as we have been sent home for an undisclosed reason for, you know, 10 days, 14 days, 5 days, whatever it is at the time we got sent home. But we got sent home from developmental. So to spend our time...
Our gimmick names are just so good this time that we didn't want to change them when we were taken backstage and subjected to the name generator once again. We just couldn't part with, you know, I mean, how can I give up Lucky Benning? Jake, you, of course, are Buff Needler, and Jenny, the immortal Malik Wachowda.
Right, right.
It's good.
I'm sorry, what?
Malik Wachowda.
Right.
We can't send those back.
No.
So they
no.
send us back instead.
Fuck them, man.
Yeah, fuck them.
While we have this downtime, we are going to watch a film that will hopefully inspire us, you know, creatively, physically, mentally, emotionally, for our return. And that film, so we should discuss that.
Sexually.
We see many... trailers for various WWE films or affiliated films doing these NXT shows with all the ad breaks. And so we've discussed for a long time of, you know, watching one of them as an episode of this pod. And we settled on, you know, maybe the greatest, maybe the most prestige of all of them, which is the Jason, am I saying his name right? Jason Momoa.
Yes.
The Jason Momoa, yes, vehicle, Road to Paloma.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I mean, we've threatened to do this in the past. We thought we were going to have to at one point during our unplanned hiatus, you know, back when we were waiting for our shows to be placed on the cock.
The great cock migration.
The great cock migration of 2021 feels so long ago. We figured this could take some time. We don't know what we're up against here. We want to keep the show going. These breaks are what kill a show, right? So we thought we might have to do film reviews in the interim, but we did not. However, I do always love I don't know what you call it, a winter special or an annual special, something that breaks format with what you typically expect from a podcast. Just every now and then. So we bring you this treat at year end. It's a nice way of looking at it. It's a treat for me as well. Not honestly, I mean, I love this show, but not having to watch three NXT TVs from January of 2015 or closing out December of 2014, wherever we are. At this point in the year for me, that I'm way okay with that.
Agreed.
Yeah, we were at a good kind of pause point too. We just did the takeover, so it was a nice little. This will be a nice little diversion, I guess we'll say, for us to have. But yeah, so you know, if you would like to watch, another thing is that so we obviously have a lot of live watch pods and the quad of pods, but I will say that this movie, I don't know if it would fit any of the podcasts that we have. I mean,
well, the one on NoSo. Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, probably nothing here on Place Be Nation Wrestling, or even the Place Be Nation Pop experience. But look, it's bottom line, it's a very special movie, just to the lineage of this podcast, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So I think like... we've made the case for, even if there is some crossover appeal, us doing this movie on this podcast makes a lot of sense, even though
it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, even though it makes no sense.
Exactly.
All right, well, we are all queued up here. If you would like to follow along with us, you know, bust out your old diploma Blu-ray, you know, pop it in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It is not, it's not available on any of your typical streaming services, unfortunately. So that's another thing. That's the dedication we put into this podcast.
We had purchased this.
We spent $3, y'all.
Now, having said that, with our luck, we are recording this, again, pretty much right at the end of the year. By the time you're listening to it, it may be a new month, and you can probably watch the fucking thing on Peacock. So, just, you know, give it some time. If it's not available yet, don't despair. It'll come up on fucking Peacock or Netflix or something before too much longer.
Sure. All right. Well, if you guys are ready, we can count in. Would anybody, Jenny, would you like to do the honors and count us in?
Let's do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Yeah. Excited.
So we should probably stress that none of us have seen this film prior this live watch.
Did anybody notice how long it was, what the runtime was?
It's like a cool 90 minutes.
90? Oh, that's what I was hoping for, but you never know sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boss Media, so apparently produced by Sasha Banks.
All right. Clearly. Well, I understand the stars, Roman Reigns and Sasha Banks, right?
Right. That's correct.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like there may not be any wrestlers in this movie.
I think Roman Reigns is.
Yeah, possibly not.
Is Roman Reigns?
I don't know. I just feel like he would be, for whatever reason.
Because he aesthetically is very similar to Jason Momoa.
Perhaps. Perhaps that would be the reason.
We could just pretend like Jason Momoa is Roman Reigns when we watch this.
All right, well, Tim.
That's what I've been doing.
Where are you at on Jason Momoa?
I'm glad you asked. You know, I know that he's all the rage with the moms of America. Personally, if you ask me, I would call Jason Momoa great value Roman Reigns. Rather than the inverse.
That's a hot take.
Well, ever since Roman got that work done and came back, he made good decisions.
Fair point. What about you, Jacob? You know,
that vest came off.
So, I mainly know him from Game of Thrones, where his character in Game of Thrones really doesn't even speak.
Right.
He's like a, I don't know how much Game of Thrones you guys will watch, but the one thing I always remember about him is a very heinous act that he does in Game of Thones that's a little jarred and hard to disconnect from your brain. So watching him in other things, you're always thinking about that. But honestly, that's the only thing I've really seen him in. Like, Aquaman, right? I didn't watch that. So I don't know if y'all have watched Aquaman.
Of course, and Justice League.
Right.
He looks a little bit Johnny Depp-ish right now.
Right.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
He's hot. What are you going to say? Like, dude's hot.
Okay, yeah, he's hot. I mean, Samoan Johnny Depp.
Right. Exactly.
Lisa Bonet in this movie, apparently.
Oh, she's hot, too. Now I'm seeing where we're watching.
Aren't they married?
I believe that is accurate.
All right, now we've got to. Why isn't the X-ray telling us these things?
Yeah, X-ray. No. I paid $3 for this shit. It does look pretty, I will say. He's just walking through, the forest or whatever.
Right. Mountains. Good cinematography and whatnot.
I don't know why he's dressed like a hobo businessman or something, but... maybe he is one.
Love Lash LaRue.
Linda.
Needs to be setting up for a barbed wire ring match here.
I wish I could hear the music.
Awesome. I can only assume.
We're going to tie everything to wrestling, so that's going to be fun. Okay, this music sounds terrible.
Watch a movie
terrible.
You've never seen with just subtitles. Agreed. Yeah, because I just know the lyrics are...
Well, I was about to say, I am really hoping the plot of this film is not so Byzantine that we can't follow it during this watch along.
Byzantine.
I have a feeling it's not going to be Memento or anything. I feel like as far as the plot complexity.
I'm really hoping it's not a Chris Nolan-esque plot.
Basically, all he's done is like walk around and look hot.
Yeah. So well, he directed it, so I guess it makes sense. So
did he?
I just saw that. Yeah, it just came up.
Holy shit. Bike. I didn't know that.
This definitely has like, I don't know how to say this, like Fox Searchlight, like indie movie, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like aesthetic to it, if that makes any sense. Like, kind of washed out.
Yeah.
That's an A24 film before that was a thing.
Right, like.
I think that Momoa's face is only made extraordinary by his eyebrows.
Okay.
I feel like his eyebrows have a certain tilt to them that makes him look hot.
Right.
Well, here's the old man from Up.
Right.
I thought he was dead.
Working today.
Those are some very, as the girls say, on fleek eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. So, Jenny, you would say if you shaved his eyebrows off, he would be less attractive?
I feel like if they were just a different shape or something.
Oh, he's working with his hands, too. This is just going to be us. Jason Momoa hot cast.
Yes.
Just thirsting over Jason Momoa here.
I wasn't expecting that, so.
Yes, he and Lisa Bonet are married as of 2017. She was formerly married to Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy. He's smoking cigarettes, too. That's hot.
That's a... Wow, that's like an automatic R rating. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a warning for that.
No, we didn't.
I think the man from Up is pretty high, too. I mean, let's not spell him short.
Look, he's all greased
tough competition. Up. Sorry, old man. Usually, you're my type.
So, in this movie that he directed, Jake Momoa is a cool motorcycle riding mechanic who smokes.
I wonder what his name is. I bet it's something cool. Like, Damien.
they just said Robert Wolf. Is that him?
I don't think so.
Old man just said Robert Wolf.
Oh, maybe he is Robert Wolf. See, that's a cool name.
Okay.
Bob Wolf.
So, more Jason Momoa trivia for you. Mm. More anatomical... topics of interest. Jason Momoa's facial scar has its own section on Wikipedia. It says, if you'll permit me, on November 15th, 2008, Momoa was slashed across the face with a broken beer glass during an altercation at the Birds Cafe, a tavern in Hollywood, California.
Fuck.
He received approximately 140 stitches during reconstructive surgery. And the scar through his left eyebrow, Jenny, is apparent in his later work. The assailant was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the attack. So that's a scar, not just looking fashionable with that eyebrow slit.
Right.
Yeah. So he got one of those strategic facial scars that makes you hot rather than hideous.
Right. So, chicks dig scars.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Wonder what the fuck happened that night.
Why is he dressed in like Mad Max scar?
Right?
He lived like...
Those are all of the clothes that he owns, so he just wears them.
Why does he just wear like random tattered like cloths?
Look, it's just a holdover from when he was Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or before the transformation was complete.
Now, the Bird Cafe in Hollywood, California sounds like one of the lamest fucking places I've ever heard about.
I mean,
it just sounds like a I just imagine like a lot of like douchebags out there. I don't know. Just not Jason Momoa necessarily, but you know, maybe the ilk that, you know, assaulted him.
Apparently it's a rough crowd.
I think it just makes him seem more badass.
Hopefully we get that scene in this movie. I mean, he did direct it.
Ooh, yeah, I like that idea.
All right, we're seeing some men in suits. This seems like information we need.
Mm-hmm. Exposition. Yeah.
I'm distracted killed by that somebody, beard right there.
Somebody named Grigsby, he killed with a rock. All right, well, so one suit needs the other to go down to the reservation and take care of this.
We did see him, artistic. Like, burying a body or something in the beginning.
Very artistic. He said something about killing someone with a rock, and they quickly cut to him hitting rock.
All right.
I can smell you from here, son.
Oh, okay. Thing. Implying that the old man has heightened senses, or that Jason Momoa shrieks. I'm genuinely curious.
You smell like smegma, son.
So I wear all my clothes, Dad. They're all dirty.
You've been washing your crack.
You look like shit. All right. Thanks, Dad.
Let him have it. Knock him down a peg.
All right. Fuck that guy. With his gorgeous like face. Shit.
Feel like shit.
This is him looking like shit?
No. Nope. Yeah, yeah, really.
I'm sorry, what?
Right.
May I always look this shitty.
I can't handle him when he looks good, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, the show, like, I always remember Lost for that, where they would be like, oh my god, we've been on this island for so long. It's like, y'all are all looking pretty good.
Yeah.
All, like, models, but...
Right.
It's like, they're dirty, but somehow still have, like, beautiful skin.
Right.
Yep. Well-groomed.
You know how my... You know what my eyebrows would look like?
Right, like...
It would not be nice. Any of the facial hair areas.
Yeah, like, where'd you be on this island for so long? Because your contour's still hitting pretty well, boo. So,
all my makeup survived the crash. What do you want?
Right.
Yeah. And I have a lifetime supply of acid just in case.
And I do my makeup every day on this fucking island. In case we get rescued. So he's basically saying that he killed this dude. Did he kill him with a beer bottle? Hopefully.
Yeah, right.
They seem to be building a conflict that his idea of justice is not jive with that of the, you know, the establishment, I guess.
The elders of the, right. What is this, a reservation?
Yeah, a reservation. He wants his mother's ashes. Okay.
I have a feeling he's going to have to drive his motorcycle through a lot of beautiful landscapes to be able to accomplish whatever goal he's going to set out on.
Oh, God, I sure hope not.
That's a gigantic kiln or whatever he had outside. Oh, now they're smoking up. Yes.
What? The fucking moisture farm.
Mandalorian sets down the back.
Uncle Owen.
Oh man, if we get a Mos Eisley scene, where he gets face slashed.
Yeah.
How has he not been in Star Wars? He looks like he would be some Star Wars thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Playing a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the kind who isn't all covered up.
Yeah, the naked kind.
Right.
I want to get high in the desert like that. That looks awesome.
Oh my god.
Until it's added to the scorecard. So he rides motorcycles, smokes weed in the desert, can work on cars. killed someone.
This is his
sealing. He's going to get his mom's ashes.
Yeah. Right. This is the worst he's ever looked in his life.
Deep humps.
Right. Very vulnerable character we have here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some beautiful scenery. He called it, Jake.
There you go. There you go.
Holy shit.
How scared would you be riding at night? Just like by yourself on a motorcycle in the desert. In the fucking desert.
Wolf, I don't think I would give a shit.
Gee, you know, I guess not. That guy doesn't get scared, but I would be fucking scared shitless.
I'd be afraid to ride a motorcycle in general.
Right, anywhere.
It's like a fucking death trap.
Jesus. Yeah.
14-0 right. Shithole lane or whatever they just call it.
Yeah. These are the suits, I guess.
These are the feds, I guess.
It's like a Great Value Brad Pitt.
A little bit.
I was going to say, is that Timothy Olyphant?
I don't even think it is him. Beat the scalp off of him. Okay.
Ooh. With that rock, he did.
Mm.
Looked like a sharp rock.
Movies have told me that everyone in the desert lives in like a camper or a trailer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Turn the guy into a maraca?
I read that as like mascara, so I was like, what?
Turn him into mascara. You could be right. It's like it makes more sense.
I mean, I'm not sure which makes more sense.
This is Mr. Brad Pitt with 2 D's and 1 T.
Oh, okay.
We're being robbed of what the music would be in this.
Yeah, I got it kind of low on. It's not great. It's just like instrumental type shit. Like you said, like Sundance, like indie movie.
Yeah. Like, this is so strange that this is a WWE film.
Right.
Like, this is not fit there. I don't know.
We should have watched the Jacob Goodnight one.
See No Evil.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, like, okay, we got See No Evil, we got Scooby-Doo's Wrestle. Oh, look, he sings in a band, too.
Oh, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Is that him? No, that's...
That's another
video. That's C.J. Parker, I think.
Oh, right.
Right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's Adam Rose.
Oh, my God. Are the lyrics goddamn Whiskey and Blow? Oh, my God. Throw a tomato at him, Jason Momoa.
Scalp him. Turn his face into mascara. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That Adam Rose after he got...
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty hot, too. Jacob, you ever headbutted anybody?
Not that I recall.
It seems like that would hurt quite a bit.
I've never done it on purpose that I can recall.
Yeah, I'm sure I like run into people, but never like...
Like aggressively, like slam your head into theirs on purpose.
Yeah, not like a...
Why? I never understood that.
I've always kind of wanted to. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Just headbutt somebody?
Yeah. Just right in the bridge of the nose.
Just while they're talking, just out of nowhere.
Well, no, if they're antagonizing me, but yeah, they're talking some shit and just right in the nose.
Right in the nose. I feel like it would hurt your neck, too.
Yeah.
It would just fuck me all up. Like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
With his leather vest and no shirt underneath.
Fucking butt rock icon here.
His hair is very pretty.
Don't touch my bike, man.
I'm getting more of a John Morrison vibe from him.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, this is the worst. If that's the worst Jason Momoa can look, this guy is the worst that John Morrison can look.
Right.
He's still pretty hot, but
yeah,
he's not just chiseled out of marble. Great sexual tension here.
Mm-hmm. They should just shut up and bang in that in the
I mean,
alleyway.
come
What
on.
are we doing?
Caress each other's hair, pull it.
It's a very horny podcast.
This guy's lying. He's saying,
"Throw each other."
Take a bourbon. You can time travel. Fucking loser.
Bend me over these stairs.
If they start banging, I better hope they don't start talking because it's really gonna kill your boner.
It is.
I can confirm that if you drink enough bourbon, you cannot time travel. Ah, the future.
No banging, sadly.
Fuck. Waste.
Yeah. Where's the chicks? We need more chicks in this.
What is this movie rated? Is this an R film?
His first question, what happened, what I do?
How's
I'm sorry.
It looks like it's a NC-17.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to get your hopes up.
Full frontal, still on the table.
Shit, yeah. A Bob here.
Rated R for coarse language of drug use in a Jason Momoa peen shot.
Okay. And, yeah, graphic depictions of
gay sex.
Yes. Male on male homosexual activity.
There you go.
That would be in the olden days of the 90s on Skinamax. SSC, strong sexual content, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That gets you real hot already, mm-hmm. Don't it? See that you're like,
you
oh yeah,
wanted,
I'm
you always
some
wanted to
shit.
See at the start of the movie, L for language, AC for adult content, certainly an N for nudity, and then just to check that last box, SSC. You knew what you were in for.
N for nudity.
Oh, this guy's rough.
Oh man. Where are they doing? Shooting rocks into a basketball hoop in the middle of the desert.
Man, Bucky Barnes is hungover.
Yeah.
Maybe they're gonna fuck now. Mm. On the bike.
I don't know, that close up of the barf just took me out of it.
Whatever.
Well, are they doing anything for you, Tim? Talking shop about the motorcycles. They're just talking, get a 48, I don't know what he said.
Knuckles.
What's the,
yeah, get the 48, I get a 57 hairpin. Stupid
yeah. What's the expression for when you go, from midnight to six?
Midnight to six.
We call that the groony.
Time traveling on bourbon.
Basketball player too. Ball with rocks.
So have we established what their relationship is? Do they have a relationship, or are they just eye fucking each other?
I think they're buddies.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if he knew him before he went to the show, or if he just picked him up
did.
At the show.
I feel like they're.
I mean, he really. Basically just
they're talking about his ex.
Yeah.
And then they're riding together, so
he slipped something in his drink at the club. You know there.
Shit.
There you go, Tim. You go. Ride motorcycles across the vistas.
Oh man. The vistas got me back. Instead of the lyrics of this song that I can only imagine in my mind. No one around to pull the little you got? All right.
Pouring gasoline on a killing field.
Oh, they're definitely going to fuck, y'all.
As they ride off into this matte painting.
Very easy rider, which, you know, that's how easy rider goes.
Yeah.
They end up fucking, so.
I've never seen that.
It's,
I bet it's not streaming anywhere.
Probably not, because when is anything ever? Get on that rant again. It's worth seeing once and never again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to watch it for school. Yeah, it's all right. Really? Yep.
Take some weird art class or film class.
It was a film class about, it was an elective, it was in a film class on Westerns. So, there you go.
Okay. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't, like, seek out the class, like, specifically. I was just like, hey, at least I'll get to watch movies instead of reading books. That was my main motivation. But, I remember from Easy Rider, the people end up harassing them are some hillbillies from Louisiana, so there you go.
Yep, they sure are.
All right, so he is at his sister's house to get his mama's ashes.
Good with kids. Added to a list.
I feel like we did a real 180 on this whole, like, plot thing with him being a killer, and now he's, like, going to get his mama's ashes.
Well, he's a very layered person, Jane. This is
right.
A multifaceted protagonist that we have here.
Okay.
Which
plot should I care about?
Emotional, multi-layered hunk. Okay.
Okay.
A unicorn.
Wow.
People aren't that simple, Jenny. He murders people and he's good with kids, okay?
Oh.
And he cares about his large sisters.
He smokes pot.
And he picks up random white guys.
Wayward son. Some wayward souls at the club.
Yes.
Spikes their drink with roofies and then takes them to play desert.
Fucks them in the alleyway and then kidnaps them.
They have the most intimate relationship you can have without sex.
Right. That's so hot, right? And then he cuts them loose.
Isn't that cruel? Wouldn't that be like the cruelest thing you could do to someone?
Yes. He's a bastard.
There's Pest of Dairy Queen.
God, kind of taking me out of it there, guys. Right now.
Taking me out of it.
Oh, man. But we're in a truck stop.
I want a burger so bad. Oh, my God, this waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, they can eat anything they want.
All right.
Forever. Yeah,
burn all those calories, ride the motorcycle, Tim.
Mm-hmm. And burying bodies.
He ain't gonna eat. He's too cool to eat. What are you talking about?
Oh,
He's gonna smoke a cigarette and drink black coffee.
Eating is so uncool. Yeah. You're right. You don't want to eat? No.
He's like, dude, those carbs are gonna go straight to your thighs, you bro.
I might not be as interested in you after this meal.
Your ass is so fat.
He's like, it's okay, man. You know how much I puked earlier? It's all good.
All right, yeah, you got a point.
God, that sausage looks good.
What'd you leave the carbs, you fat slut?
They're washing dishes.
They make everyone who is not one of their, like, vagabond, like, ponytail guys look like such a fucking dork.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, everybody in this world who's not like them is just like a
vagabond loser.
It's like a big loser. Like a big square, just loser.
Totally. Expected to get paid for their service and whatnot. What a bunch of assholes.
Hey, man, I told you have to show up to work. Work, man, what a drag. It's bullshit. Slick back hair in your diner. Fucking asshole.
Fucking button-down shirt-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. You need to wear rags and ride a motorcycle like us.
What are you, like, trying to responsibly run a business or something?
What are you?
Black Nick is a fucking asshole.
This fucking cuck asshole with his shirt and his hair.
Uh-huh. Fish after you, like, just ate all that food and he's just like, ah, whatever, fuck you.
I mean, can you still barter with, like, washing dishes to pay for your restaurant bill? Or do they just, like, call the cops on you? Like, what happens?
I don't know, think maybe you're it's required...
different rules in the lawless land of desert California.
My understanding is you're required to appear in a cell phone video that will go viral on social media.
Okay.
So I'm assuming when they have the little asterisk, that's like song lyrics?
Yes.
So I take
yes.
it. He's got you thinking about death and you're frightened.
It's like a twangy sort of like country sounding song.
Oh, look at these guys.
It's like the fuck are they drinking?
Oh, shit.
I think that's they're drinking the guy's vomit from earlier.
Yeah.
Gross. Like fucking radiator fluid or some shit.
It was definitely fermented in somebody's toilet.
It's a jinkum.
Yeah.
So what happened at the sisters? I missed, like, did he not get the ashes?
I think he did get the ashes, okay. Or he's about to get the ashes, but sisters are, again, this like, the labyrinthine plot of this film is already getting away from us.
I like how you scoffed about that earlier.
I didn't. I was very concerned.
No, you weren't.
God damn it.
Who's the short white man? His name is Morrison. John Morrison. He could do some pretty sweet arrow maneuvers.
So what's he doing with this guy?
He's a man and he's here to fight.
Okay. For why? Reasons?
Because he's
manly
a man.
Reasons.
What you do. It's just what you do in the West. Okay?
When you're a
it's
man.
What you do. You drink.
You find a guy in a fucking garbage
this
heap.
This is a rite of passage. This is...
You drink fermented Sunny D and fight in the dirt.
In the landfill.
You fight in the junkyard.
The junkyard. And he's dressed like a convict? Okay. This motherfucker. No, thank you. Yeah. He was just taking a shit.
Or fucking somebody.
Oh, yeah. Or that. Ooh, motherfucker!
Shouldn't eat all those waffles. You'll be Logie for the fight now.
Is this Roman Reigns with no hair?
No, it's
this is where Jason Momoa is going to reluctantly get into the fight. I feel like.
Oh yeah.
It's Karrion Kross.
This guy's having a rough couple days.
Yep. Oh fucking hell!
These are all just things you do on the road to Paloma.
Right.
Where is Paloma?
Oh. Better snug that shit in, pal.
Oh, wrestling move. Wrestling move. Nice.
Here we go.
There's our tie-in.
WWE films like, we gotta have some wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestlers or wrestling. I mean, either one will qualify.
I guess we have to give this a star rating.
Junkyard fight.
It's a precursor to the COVID WrestleMania matches.
Yes, the cinematic matches.
I'm at 3 stars on that.
I don't know if it's over yet, is it?
It's a count out.
Is that a last man standing?
I believe Karrion Kross may be deceased, so.
Well.
He got to his feet. He wins. Oh, they can't believe it. I can't believe it. How did he do that? Was it getting hit with the helium tank in the face that did it?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That would probably put me down for a 10 count. I mean, I might get up at 9, but it's hard to say.
So he just did that to get money, I guess?
Yeah, you see, this is how they make their money.
Oh,
not working like a fucking little shit at a diner. Yeah.
Just go...
Like a regular fucking loser.
Beat some guy's ass in the junkyard. Make your money. What do you want? Pay your taxes.
So this is... Oh, look how proud he is of the young boy. Yeah.
Almost spit my drink everywhere. Yeah, I like how he's just doing the bloody chest.
Like fucking Gangrel.
How much money do you think he made on that? How much would it be worth to do that ass whooping?
$300,000 all cash.
To bleed your own blood, how much would it cost?
The gun.
I mean,
I could probably be in a fight like that for like...
All right, one of the song lyrics was cocaine make you grind your teeth all night.
Oh.
Okay. A hundred grand.
$100?
$100 grand.
$100 grand.
Oh. So much of Tim's reaction to things just went, oh, all right. All right.
That's why he's the best.
All right. Sounds like some bullshit to me.
You're on to me.
This is our whole friendship. Me saying dumb shit, him like, all right.
Well, 100, I'm like dollars, thousand. Somewhere, it's kind of a gap. Okay. Something about a rape.
Oh no.
I'm
assuming since this is a WWE film, that is Adam Pearce seems to be this man who are here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. They're subtle with these, you know, wrestler tie-ins.
They are.
Films, okay. Yeah. Can't get over this Brad Pitt guy.
God, the dialogue is so bad.
They found him in Hollywood, like the people do, like the impersonations or whatever, like the lookalikes with the tip jar. Like, hey. Oh, Mr. Williams, my wife was. I think we're getting to the heart of the matter.
Oh,
here.
Yes. Seems I see that. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. That they take the law to their own hands because the establishment would not
do would it. Not punish this guy for raping and attacking this man's wife.
So in the Rosa Paloma, you do things your own way.
Right.
Yeah.
So justice it was justified, right. He had to do it.
You saw him with the kids. I mean, he can't be evil or anything,
no,
you know?
No,
like
definitely not. Oh, here's hot ass Lisa Bonet.
Well,
He only eats fruit with a knife.
Yeah.
Cuts
he's
it
eating
like
the,
a real man.
He's eating the apple like the villain on the Dennis the Menace live action movie.
What a gut.
Right?
It scared the fuck out of me as a kid. I think it was Christopher Lloyd.
When somebody eats a piece of fruit with a giant knife, it's very intimidating.
I like how he got that fucked up. Teeth, fine. Totally fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you would be missing, like, 8 teeth after that.
And they would all be black and brown.
Yeah, like, he would have so many, like, fragmented bones in his jaw. And he's just like, oh, it's got to clean up in the gas station. All good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if that $300 was enough to pay for your fucking orthopedic bill and if to reconstruct your fucking face.
And she just happens to find this hot guy on her motorcycle that, you know, pushes her car into the gas station.
Wonder where he finds time to learn how to work on cars while also picking all this fashion and, you know, getting his hair to look like that. And
Magdala? Is that what she said?
Magdalena.
Magdalena. Oh, that makes me want to fucking puke my guts out.
Mm-hmm. It's like that guy, like John Morrison.
Yes.
He just pukes again. Magdalena.
Just cuts away to him. The earlier scene.
See, this is what happens when couples are in movies sometimes. It's like they have this meet cute, and then they're all smiley and happy together. And you're like, what? This doesn't fit the story at all. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all just met.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to be too cynical, but this does seem a bit like a Jason Momoa vanity project.
A little bit.
How dare you?
What gave it away? His wife? Oh my God, look at the butt cheeks.
Meet cute with the smoking hot wings.
I know, right? Yeah. And they're just all grinning at each other like, you need a ride? Huh? Yeah, I need a ride. Like, what? He could be a murderer. What are you doing? Oh, no, I'll just ride on the motorcycle with you. It's fine.
Look, he's going to fix her radiator, okay?
Yeah, he's going to fix something. At least we might get some fucking finally in this movie.
No helmets. That's not safe.
Now she's all hugging him. What? What is the basis of this?
Are they allowed to fuck in WWE films?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Even when see no evil, Jacob Goodnight just plowed people left and right.
Well, with this 3-foot
scoop.
He went to an inexplicable orchard in the middle of the desert, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It was like an oasis or something.
The Marine has an extremely graphic orgy scene.
Hot.
Wow.
Don't want to miss, not the scene one. They couldn't get Cena to do it.
Yeah, so we got to get to like the Marine 4.
Right, right. Why is it so dark? Why is it so dark everywhere?
She took him directly to her house?
Right.
They must have known each other.
She could, like, read his energy, okay? God.
He just said, my mom died. Like, she knew his mom or something. I don't know.
You meet somebody, like, 20 minutes, my mom died. Okay.
I'm very confused.
It's fine. My mom died. Smell this orange. It's beautiful. It's
y'all need to fuck already.
I actually think that's CJ Parker playing Lisa Bonet. Yeah.
Oh.
Really, really avant-garde decision. By
I like it.
Jason Momoa.
She lives off the grid and checks out.
Right, right.
You know?
Our shit is locally sourced.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They pick some oranges, and then she says, we can squeeze them.
Let's go squeeze some oranges. What is wrong with these people? Let's go squeeze some oranges.
Just more rites of passage on the road to Paloma.
Dollhouse strip club. Oh, tits! We got tits.
All right, we do get titties.
Nice. Oh, a little bit of vag?
Well. Okay, but anonymous tits are not what we signed up for.
No, here. And she got a little booty.
Mm. You see Jenny on the road to Paloma.
She got a little butt, so what? Why is it all like all dreamy and like
right.
She's tripping on shrooms, right?
Everybody's just drinking fermented juices that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Juices. Somebody's fucking the stripper.
Just like some kind of commentary that John Morrison being this skeezy white dude is like in the strip club, but then Jason Momoa, much more spiritual. He's with a random woman.
If it was a commentary, it would be much more subtle. Batista would walk in and take the stripper and leave.
She just fed him a shot. That looks so awkward. And they're smoking out of a pipe.
Yeah, they're like doing peyote or something.
Yeah, they're like...
Look, when you're that hot, you can do awkward things.
That's true. That's very true. Right.
With strangers.
They went for the almost kiss and then, like, no, let's stare into each other's eyes instead.
Then made a dumb face and now they're just staring at each other. Yeah. Girls don't have to be smooth, nope. I was told.
They don't.
They're doing a really bad job of convincing me that anyone in this movie has a brain.
Yeah, there's...
They're doing a really bad job of convincing me this movie has a plot.
She's like, you owe me money for all the dances. You like, what money?
Like, what money? You can tell, like, the way that he talks is just... He talks, like, through his teeth. He's one of those guys who, listen, this is where we probably have the advantage in not being able to hear it.
Right.
Oh, no. Now he's getting himself
he's fucked up
here.
Yep.
But he's one of those guys you run into at the bar. He's hot. Like, oh, shit. You know, you're checking him out across the room. And then as soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, nope, you can't work with that. You can't hear that all night.
Well, what might or that even, sound like?
Or even for 5 minutes.
For example.
Fucking typewriter.
What do you mean I have to pay her? We don't use currency on the road to Paloma. We pay in ass dollars.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like the John Morrison character has no idea how money works.
You we fight mean? In the like, in the yard and you
I get
you money.
Just gave me waffles what are you for talking free, about? Man.
I'll wash your dishes.
Get your buzz kill, man. Fucking hungry, you don't even give me anything? Fucking nerd.
Did they fuck or not? This movie sucks.
Jenny's out.
They had the perfect fuck time. I don't know, whatever.
He had to go type something on his typewriter, okay? Mm-hmm.
Like the fucking Wicked Witch.
It's like he just decided he wanted like these shots, but he didn't care how he got to them. He's like, and like Lisa's gonna be riding a bike, like all like majestically. Yeah, but like why? Fuck it, I don't care.
Look, riding a bike. I really like the desert. It's beautiful, but it shouldn't be a real desert. I need to have some large bodies of water and. Inexplicable orchards and like I really enjoy a steampunk aesthetic, so maybe put her on an old bike at some point and dress me like Johnny Depp.
Right.
Whatever you say, Mr. Momo. You're hot. They didn't fuck,
like,
right?
Can you repeat that so that I can continue to look at you?
Like, cinematographer's like, all right, so what are we going for in this movie? He's like, could I get it, like, really washed out like Seppa? And he's like, God damn it, another one of these. God. I really got to stop doing these.
Oh,
like,
they're making out. Gosh. They're making out. Finally.
Well.
Why now?
Make a new home in New England on the state line. Under the pine trees and rubber leaves. I thought we'd never run out. Heaviest sin, the strong wind south. Heaviest sin, in the strong wind south. Heaviest sin, I guess it's the chorus. In the strong wind south.
What a chorus.
Now they're just like legit fucking on camera.
Mm. Look, it's so playful and intimate, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've known each other for 28 hours.
If that.
Right.
It's just like their cosmic bond is so strong.
They're not naked. Why are they not naked?
They don't even have to have like brains or talk or get naked.
Fuck. This is the least sexiest sexy movie I've ever seen.
with two incredibly attractive people.
Yes! They're doing it all wrong.
It's like, yeah, this is not obnoxious and grating at all.
I think it's supposed to be cute, but
Right.
I'm gonna vomit.
They severely underestimated the type of person who would be in the market for watching this film.
You can get away with these scenes if I've seen some penis or
Right.
tits.
Yeah.
That's when I buy this.
They're
Currently,
hoping that the sensuality is enough for you,
no,
Jimmy.
it's not.
Right.
And then she just shaved all his facial hair off. What do
I
I?
don't know. Like, now he looks like
Oh.
Great Khali.
There definitely ain't gonna be no fucking now.
She shaves his
Jesus
eyebrows. You're like,
Christ.
oh, not the eyebrows.
Oh, this was a
Man.
horrible mistake.
It was.
I would
I'm just
rather
imagining like
watch three
the crew filming
episodes of
this.
Pete of NXT TV.
The crew's filming this and like, oh my God, is she shaving him with a knife? This is so fucking lame. Like the crew is groaning. They're like,
Yeah, they're
oh.
just like, oh, they're just like so into it, you know?
Jenny's like, this movie is so bad. I wish we were just doing our regular podcast.
Just
I'd
saying.
rather take notes than this shit.
Literally nothing is happening. Like,
No. It's a character study, Jenny.
right.
What complex and nuanced character.
Right.
The loss of the beard is,
Is
I mean,
tragic, is what it
you know
is.
how like they talk about how like at the hour, like right at that 60-minute mark in most movies is where you get like the first act ends or something really dramatic happens, and that's like where your movie just completely pivots on that 60-minute mark. Well, that was right at about the 50-minute mark, and this is a 90-minute movie, so I feel like that was the version of the movie taking a turn, in this case for the worse. So it's gonna be hard for us to
Bad
keep walking
choices,
through
bad
this.
choices made all around.
Maybe he'll grow it back, maybe they'll do a time jump.
Let's hope. Now his young boy is just spilling out his guts. Okay.
Constantly spilling blood from his mouth. This dude is always bleeding from the mouth.
Yeah.
It's like
And the ass,
got to
probably.
tie back to wrestling. He's like a Ken Shamrock circa 1998.
Always popping them blood condoms, yeah.
Ugh. I was wrong before when I said it was the eyebrows that made him hot. It was definitely the facial hair.
Wow.
Well, I guess that counts as facial hair, but you don't really call eyebrows facial hair.
Right.
Why don't you do that?
It's too high up on the face, perhaps.
But it's still on your face. Looks
Look,
like
I don't make the rules.
the cops have caught up with him. Maybe. This guy just gave him up real quick.
Wow. I mean, he didn't even try to work him for some money or anything. So I think the reason for our lack of trivia here on the X-ray trivia on Amazon Prime is because I see in parentheses next to trivia, it says three, which makes me think there are only three pieces of trivia that have yet to be presented.
How is that possible?
So, somebody didn't try very hard.
I guess not. Imagine that.
Oh, all three are like, did you know Jason Momoa was Aquaman? Did you know Jason Momoa was in Game of Thrones?
Doesn't it suck when they say shave his beard off?
That's a trivia.
Okay, so the cops have this. Who is this?
So I've looked up some reviews as we get into the. Someone put 1.5 stars. Mom, we have Easy Rider at home. Easy Rider at home. This movie.
Oh, this is the guy from the junkyard. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they haven't caught up to him yet. I like this chick pretending to be asleep here with her ass hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's going to shoot him?
Why did I watch this movie? I didn't have a good idea for that other than it was free from my local library.
I love that people took the time to ever fucking review this.
Pretty to look at, so very boring. The masculine urge to write, direct, and star in a motorcycle road trip on the run for the Lost Sacred Journey movie. Whatever you may make of this, the man really brings it home in the fourth quarter. So, I don't know. Let's see if that rings true here.
So it'll redeem itself, huh?
That's what I should start doing on my Lab Watch stuff, is read reviews. I think it adds something to the show.
Yeah, I like it. Specifically the ridiculous ones.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that are like, didn't see the movie, but it has a shitty title, so I thought it'd be stupid.
Yeah.
It is pretty, though.
So, like, this is such a backhanded compliment. I would very much like Director Momoa to make more bigger budget and better movies.
No. No, thank you.
But in public, I am bleeding on a pole. Who is this? Another friend. Don't introduce me. I got enough on my hands.
Oh, well, right,
not the other guy. You better strike while the iron's hot or say goodbye. All I can for you.
This should have had more of a Terminator-esque soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a shot of him looking at lightning.
Yes.
He's like, oh man, lightning.
Oh shit, crazy. I didn't plan for it, but sometimes the best things in life you can't really predict. Get the camera on it now.
Sweet montage. Yeah, this is getting to be just like a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Well then.
What is happening?
Well, a little kid just said that man is raping my sister.
Why would you tote the kid with you?
It's a great question.
I think this is a trap. Well, maybe not.
A trap. Well,
it ain't great. I applaud this movie for tackling real world issues.
Like what?
Such as?
None of this is taking place in the real world.
Right.
Uh Oh, it's just somebody else he's gonna have to kill, I guess.
Right, he's gonna. Oh God.
Is that Iceman? Or
I'm
whatever
sorry,
his
what?
face is? yeah, from X-Men.
Sean Ashmore?
Yeah. Jesus.
And this lighting, it could be anybody.
True. I think you could look at him.
Looks like I'm pretty sure it's not Val Kilmer, so
Jason Momoa calls Val Kilmer. Val, I need a favor, man.
Oh man, that girl's fucked up.
Momoa's wolf is somewhat of a vigilante here.
Little bit.
Yeah.
He just rides
Can't help
around
it.
looking hot. Stopping heinous acts.
Yeah.
It's like a desert Batman.
That's so trash, man.
Like a desert Aquaman.
Dehydrated
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
No Aquaman.
Aquaman. Lack of Aquaman.
Aqualess man. Okay, everything was worth that joke. This movie's great. They're still carrying this poor child. Now they just ran off.
Well, he's jarring without the beard.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I think he thinks they're the ones that did it.
Pretty presumptive.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh God, that's that guy's name?
Yes,
Cash.
he told him his real name.
Cash Gurgis. There's your gimmick
What a
name.
coincidence. That's what the name generator
There's
came up
another
with.
wrestling tie-in.
Cash Gurgis. Oh.
Oh my God, this scene is too long already.
Are you armed? No. Are you dangerous? No. Turn around. Turn around again.
Hokey pokey.
Oh, I guess he's knows of
Oh,
Wolf's reputation.
yeah, so. He only kills bad guys, obviously.
Right. Like a desert Dexter.
Desert Dexter, that should have been the name of this movie.
Holy shit.
Still have no idea what Paloma is and what
Yeah.
road. I don't.
I mean, we've seen a lot of road, but.
Right.
All right, so.
Just run away. Like a Mortal Kombat character here. It's another
Night.
movie. He can't keep being a Mortal Kombat reboot. Perfect for him.
Yeah. Is he? Well, I don't. I feel. Well, I don't know. He was not a great fighter, I don't feel like, in Aquaman. You know what I mean?
Roman Reigns to be a stunt double.
I mean, nobody's saying he has to be a great fighter in Mortal Kombat, but if he's in it, he could be useful.
But they had good fighters in Mortal Kombat, though.
Jenny's like, as long as he whips his dick, I don't care, really. The main thing.
I mean, no, you gotta have some jobbers. You gotta have some guys job to them fatalities.
That's true. Somebody gotta die.
So wait, what? I'm confused about what just happened with the cops. Did they just, left and they left?
No, he recognized him as being the guy who killed the guy who hurt that other cop's wife. So...
That other cop, I believe, is Jason Momoa's father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, shit. No, I didn't even tie all that together. Okay, never mind.
I mean,
are you sure?
I'm not sure, but okay. That was the impression I got.
Okay, yeah, now he's saying,
that guy...
So it was his mom, okay.
Yeah, okay. That he was avenging.
Okay, see, I didn't put that together.
Yeah, because the other guy said, you know, my wife was raped and murdered or whatever, and I did everything by the book, and you see how far it got me, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Don't go to the wiki because very fitting for this movie. The Wikipedia plot section is literally two sentences.
Oh shit!
Well, it seems appropriate.
And it took me all this time to actually fucking link all this shit together. Right.
Like what Tim just explained is longer than what they have for the entire plot on Wikipedia. So people are not putting a lot of effort into the wiki for this movie. Can't imagine why.
Neither did the script, so.
They got all the writers of NXT TV show.
Yes, the NXT
non-existent writers. After murdering his mother's rapist, Wolf, a Native American, flees from the law. 6 months later, he meets up with a drifter named Cash and heads north to his sister's property where he intends to go spread his mother's ashes. But with the law right behind him, his dream to lay his mother the peace may come at a price. Hmm. That's like the back of the DVD case description.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like we've seen all of that. We saw all of that in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of like spoiler warning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is going to tell you nothing. Imagine the road to Paloma spoilers.
Getting upset over them.
Yeah.
Someone has gotten pissed about Road to Paloma spoilers. That person does exist, and I want to interview them.
Me too. Let's call them right now.
All right, so there's a motorcycle. God damn it.
This rides off. There is a Paloma, California, which... It's like it's like right in the center of the state. Well, center north. There's pretty much nothing remarkable about it. So
great.
Yeah, this Wikipedia article is a bust. I was hoping it would say something about the mythical vision quests or, you know, served as the namesake for the 2014 Jason Momoa Vanity Project Road to Paloma, at the very least.
Like you should add it to Wikipedia.
Yeah, the Wikipedia says for the movie, the plot section has a little exclamation point. This section needs expansion. You can help by adding to it. So I feel like we have a duty here, guys.
Add random details, please.
Anytime they're, like, by the campfire, like, eating beans or whatever, I always think of on Beavis and Butthead Do America when they meet the two people that look like them. That's what this is reminding me of, this very serious drama.
Cash makes a lot of derpy faces.
I'm
talking, like, Sean William Scott-esque faces.
Where do I know this guy from? Is this guy from True Blood?
It's Evan Bacon, Kevin Bacon's younger brother.
Evan Bacon.
fucking Evan. Where did I know this guy from?
He looks right, like he would have been like one of Sam's family members or something.
Let's see.
If we're sticking with True Blood.
Mm.
Let's see.
Evan Bacon.
I feel like it's like 1,000 actors with the same kind of look as this guy.
Yeah, I just know him from something.
Like,
the casting call just says actors with the same kind of look wanted.
Yeah, like,
a little douchey. Yes, he was on True Blood. Called it.
Oh my god, who was he?
I'm trying to find his name on there. Renee?
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was married to the redhead?
In the first season.
Yeah, I think.
He was one of Jason's... He's the source of a potential major spoiler for people who have not watched
season
Blood
one
yet.
Of True Blood.
Yeah, season one of True Blood at that.
Is this James Harvey Ward we're talking about?
Michael Raymond James.
Oh.
Now, who was this hot chick?
Because apparently there's a James Harvey Ward in this movie who was also on True Blood. This is rated the cast of True Blood.
Was this his sister?
Yeah, that's got to be his sister.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why they looked like they were about to make out, but stopped short.
But they look exactly alike, too.
So it's her name, like,
Cody.
Coyote Wolf. Last name's Wolf.
She might be married.
Look, apparently there's a character named Tatanka, so there's another wrestling tie-in.
Well.
Steve Rivas as Tatanka. Or Tatanka, I guess.
Is Lisa Bonet just out of the movie now?
Yeah, like they just had their shaving party, non-sex thing, and then
she just party.
Left like a fucking asshole. That's when I gave up on this movie, 60 seconds in. I mean, minutes.
50, not even 60.
Oh,
like,
right, why did 50. She shave? Why? She's dumb. I don't know what they're talking about. Oh boy.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it was gripping.
Mm-hmm.
So many little human stories to get invested in here, you guys.
Real estate,
Real estate here. Drama.
Cash.
We really need a legal drama to spruce things up here in the in the back half.
Oh, this crazy folk song or whatever in the background.
Oh.
God, I wish I was doing peyote or whatever.
Wish I was shaving Jason Momoa with a knife.
I wish I was shaving his pubes with a knife.
Ma'am!
Oh, now there's a baby. Oh, fuck this movie.
Nobody wants to see that.
Are they at Paloma? Did they make it?
Or are they still on the road?
Yeah,
what if his mom's name is Paloma?
Oh, shit. That's deep. I'm going to start crying, Jenny.
This movie so deep, Tim.
Yeah. I should just add to the plot summary. It's like a lot of times they just chilling. On the way, they chill a bunch. He'll never be able to spread the ashes, but he will have time to bust a hard shell.
Please add that. They chill with a bunch.
Yeah. They will have time to fucking hang out along the way while running from the FBI. They won't be able to chill
with and no
smoke
money.
A doob. Smoke a doob. Get shaved by Lisa Bonet. Hang out at the cabin. Eat waffles.
Fight in the junkyard.
Get kicked out of a strip club.
Just normal shit.
Somehow we're in Alaska now. For like a 10-second shot.
Oh, the cops are getting closer.
Hang out at Evan Bacon's sweet fucking lodge. Mm-hmm.
And it's a sweet lodge. She's like, I have a child. Don't shoot me. It's like all the scenes are the exact same with the cops. It's the same fucking scene with every person.
Right, I feel like we're getting towards the end of the movie and I don't right. feel like a raging climax
no.
coming here.
No, not at all.
I don't want a climax unless it's raging.
They were just like hanging out on the roof, smoking Sick of Joe's, drinking beer.
They just be chilling all the time.
I have updated the Wikipedia to reflect that.
Oh, yeah?
Still says the plot needs expansion, though.
You should write a Tim level,
like do the ones where Wikipedia is like, this may be needlessly detailed.
Yes.
Needlessly detailed.
Yes.
You know, like Wikipedia will do that.
Yes.
Some of these details may be non-essential to the plot of the film.
That excessively should, long and detailed.
That should I mean, be part I get it, of the podcast. After this, we should each go and review it somewhere and then make people go and read our reviews.
You say make people as mm-hmm. if...
make them.
It was going all right until they shaved his beard off. Why didn't Cash Geyser and... in Wolf
Cash
Bang. Geyser. What's his name again? Cash
Geisler.
Something like that.
Cash Geisler.
Oh, they're gonna work this guy over. Oh, they just stole her baby? Holy shit.
CPS took her baby.
Cops are getting desperate, yo.
I don't think they could do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal at all.
He just called him a sick motherfucker. Not a motherfucker, a sick motherfucker. What the hell's happening here? It's very unprofessional of the
this
FBI.
This is terrible. This is very uncomfortable. Momoa really went off script with this.
Yeah. Took it too far.
He did. We're supposed to be just chilling on the road to Paloma, so...
You can trust that FBI, man.
Mm-hmm. What a turn this has taken in the last 10 minutes.
The FBI's taking a toddler hostage.
In front of a raging fire. Like, he looks like he's just gonna toss the baby in there. Oh, this guy just gave it up. Fucking asshole.
Just as I would expect from Renee.
Yeah, Renee, that piece of shit. Why don't you just draw my map, motherfucker?
Where are they?
Show me.
Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. How did they get up in the fucking snowy mountains so quick?
Last 10 minutes is the movie cliffhanger. He's always, that's the last thing. He's like a mountain climber also.
Oh, I hope they go through the ice in this frozen lake. That looks quite dangerous. What are y'all doing? It's melting.
Look at the ice skate. See, just chilling.
Just chilling. Oh, he's trying to take them away from the right way. Oh, shit. Busted.
You know, like, shoot him? This is highly unprofessional.
Those mountains look totally fake, am I right? It's green screen.
Yeah, great map painting.
Yeah, this is green screen, right? There's no Yellowstone.
Well. It's no 1883.
True.
If you're a fan of Yellowstone, I think this will be right up your alley.
Yeah. No. God, it's so stupid.
I'm more of a
I can't believe all Big Montana fan.
Or Big Sky. I call it Big Montana. Big Sky.
Is that any good? I never saw that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether I've seen one episode of that or one episode of Yellowstone.
What is he doing?
Oh, no. I am not bathing in that cesspool.
So he's just going to shoot him?
You know this shit is all full of snakes and everything.
Yeah, this is fucking gross. It's a boggy marsh. I mean...
Yeah.
A boggy marsh.
It's a marshy bog.
Peaks. Marshy bog in the middle of the snow.
Yeah. Why is there a swamp? I'm so confused. And what is he doing?
A ritual with the ashes.
Okay.
Right.
When he said spread the ashes, I didn't think he meant like on himself in the fucking swamp of the north or whatever, whatever that is.
So is this Paloma?
The ashes were Paloma's
a marshy bog.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
Wolfram.
I bet he dies. He fucking dies, don't he?
Well, for keeping with, in the spirit of Easy Rider.
Well,
can't run
I never
fast
saw
in the marshy,
it.
You know, run in a boggy marsh. Mm-mm. Take him down. Executing him? God.
Jesus. Now I'm depressed and angry.
Take the hit, Cash Wheeler.
Is he going to kill himself? With that buffalo horn or whatever?
This touches on real world issues, Jenny.
Right. He's going to stab himself in the neck. Oh, no, he's going to... Are you fucking serious? What the fuck?
That was a...
That was not the ending of this movie that I expected. Talk about vanity. He wanted the dramatic death scene, I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't even get to fuck Lisa Bonet. That's sad.
But they had a hot shaving scene.
Stabbed himself in the boggy marsh.
That was so lame.
So did the Federales just disappear after he stabbed himself, or... And he went, oh, okay, never mind. Go home.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Somebody help? Like, who?
There ain't like... nobody, man.
His eyes are rolled back in his head. Need some help. He's just like impaled himself.
Y'all. There's my review. There's my review.
It ended in a time limit draw.
Oh, fucking time limit draw. Oh my God.
Somebody help.
We're out of time.
You're a boss, man. No help.
What? El Diablo.
I was dedicated to the old man from hell.
All right. Well, much like Sammy's road to redemption.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, yes. The other road that we covered very prominently on this podcast.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give that a resounding a D+. Highly recommended.
You gotta do star ratings.
That translates to probably... I would think at least a half a star. Highly recommended.
Spot fest.
I don't rate duds.
I don't rate squash branches.
I don't rate battle royals. And swamps and marshy bogs.
Yeah, that was intense. I don't know how that movie got made.
Well,
you look like Jason Momoa.
I guess. But what's fun with you guys, though?
Yeah, real heartwarming film.
Yeah.
start your year.
Yeah, like uplifting for sure.
Right.
Look, it is exactly the movie that this fucking year deserves to go out on.
That's true. You're right. It has been a Road to Paloma type year.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that.
Just end the
when
pod.
I pray
just
each day away, I hope the good Lord.
What's fuck next the police.
They'll wash my sins away.
I've just been released. When I came in peace. When I prayed each day away.
I got a little bit out of you.
Yeah.
My Skype keeps impaling itself.
When we kiss, please don't miss, because my lips are like my hips.
I'm on the road to a
when I dream.
PTB NXT has left the building.
So natural.